Welcome to my podcast. I'm going to talk about another important case station. I just read about it, an update, and it can come in Lab 2 station, especially for asthmatic patient. So one of the treatment basically is called montelukast, which is a leukotriene inhibitor. So basically, as we always agreed, double check the patient name and date of birth after you introduce yourself. And then you will ask the patient, how can I help you today? So the patient might say, having some behavioral changes, or being feeling suicidal, or being that I'm not myself anymore, being like confrontal, and probably having intrusive thoughts, all sorts of things, maybe having sleep disturbance, being agitated, depressed, stuff like that, having headache. So you'll ask the patient, since when all of that started, do you think there is something that you could link to? Do you have any thought what might be the reason? Do you have any past medical history that I should have known of? So the patient might say, I'm asthmatic, I've been taking the medication all my life, being on the blue and the brown inhaler. And you'll ask if there is any a recent change in the medication, and if there is any allergy or any OTC medication that he's taking. And of course, you need to add the family history. If there is something that you need to know, maybe it's running in the family, maybe he has allergy. And then you will assess the situation, come to agreed plan and management plan with the patient. And of course, if there is a necessity for a quick observation and physical examination, you need to do so after explaining to the patient what that will entail and if the patient is happy to do so. So basically, this medication, which is usually in the form of 5 milligram chewable tablet, it's called Singular, and the medicine and healthcare product regulatory agent has issued a report about its side effect. Another side effect, which is a neuropsychiatric reaction in the form of aggression, intrusive thoughts, suicidal behavior or ideation, sleep disturbance, agitation, depression. And the only stated in the leaflet for this drug is basically abdominal pain, headache, behavioral and mood changes. But it has been stated nowadays, and the one I just mentioned, they are actually happening, and they need to be reported to the yellow card scheme to ensure patient safety as a priority, because this is categorized as a serious mental health side effect. So, as I mentioned, this medication is basically a leukotriene receptor antagonist, so it means it's going to block leukotriene, which usually causing the symptom of the asthma, which is basically the narrowing and swelling of the airway, which will cause difficulty in breathing. So this medication usually basically used as an alternative to steroid, because we know the first treatment is usually salbutamol, and then if that doesn't work, you will give steroid inhaler. If the patient is allergic or he can't take or tolerate the steroid, so this is a substitute to it, which is called in the market Singular. So it shouldn't this medication taken with food. It should be taken in empty stomach by 1 or 2 hours, so 1 hour before eating, 2 hours after eating, and shouldn't be taken with other medications, say for instance like phenobarbital, phenytoin, and rifampicin, because it might cause a reaction. So that's in short what I needed to tell about this medication, because we know it's a common one, which is used. And I just thought to bring to your attention that this is something maybe you need to know about or read about. And I hope that I briefed you about this medication. Thank you.